15th at 5:30 p.m. Topics to be discussed are timber stand improvement, deer surveys, browse surveys, food plot management, and identification of important forage plants. The free field day will take place at the OSU Range Research Station located west of Stillwater on South Coyle Road. That's 2.5 miles south of Highway 51. Those interested in attending are encouraged to RSVP by contacting Dwayne Elmore at 405-744-9636. The Northwest Area American Farmers and Ranchers and Oklahoma Farmers Union continue to hold an annual picnic each summer. This year's event will feature Oklahoma 3rd District Congressman Frank Lucas, chair of the House Committee on Agriculture. This year's picnic will be held in Ringwood at the Ringwood Fair Building at 308 North Main Street in Ringwood. That will be at noon on August 17th. For more information, you can contact Kendall Nichols at 580-883-5969. Randall Thrasher at 580-921-5675 or Janet Lively at 580-256-2737. The Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation will host a Pecan 101 school from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tuesday, August 20th at the Southern Oklahoma Technology Center. That's located at 2610 Sam Noble Parkway in Ardmore. The school is open to the public, but pre-registration is requested. Registration fee is $5 and includes a copy of the Noble Foundation's Pecan 101 book. For more information or to register, you can visit www.noble.org/agevents or contact Jackie Kelly at 580-224-6360.
It's the top experimental wheat variety in the Great Plains with a duster legacy. It's Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed to Oklahoma Genetics. In wheat trials run from South Dakota to Texas, Gallagher was number one and outperformed all other competitors by a wide margin. Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek, and it offers superb disease protection. Get the nation's top experimental hard winter wheat variety. Choose Gallagher. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
That's it for our Ag Calendar. If you have an item you'd like to share with us, just drop us a line at ron@oklahomafarmreport.com.
All right, thanks, Jim, for that update. We're coming up on half past the hour here on Midday Oklahoma. We've got a news update coming up when we come back right after this.
Say, wheat producers, you know the best way to predict a strong harvest is to get your crop off to a fast start. Nothing does that better than Jumpstart LCO. Jumpstart LCO combines two proven technologies. First of all, it includes a naturally occurring phosphate solubilizer. Its job is to make fertilizer and soil-bound phosphate more available to your wheat. The second technology is LCO promoter technology, which enhances root and shoot development regardless of environmental conditions. Brought together in Jumpstart LCO, they promote better plant health and vigor for improved stand establishment. Right from the start, you're on the fast track to higher yield in your winter wheat. Ask your ag retailer or seed dealer for more information about the proven science of Jumpstart LCO. Or learn more at bioag.novozymes.com. bioag.novozymes.com.
Well, other beef companies now saying they won't change the way they buy their beef just because of Tyson. Farm Director Ron Hayes reports.
Well, Dave, word is out that National Beef Packing and JBS are both saying they'll not change their cattle buying practices after rival Tyson Foods announced last week that they would stop processing animals fed with Zilmax, which promotes weight gain. Tyson notified their cattle suppliers that as of September 6th, for the time being, they would not be accepting animals fed with Zilmax after they received animals at some of their beef plants, a few anyway, that had some difficulty walking. Basically, tender-footed cattle, that was the description given last week at a meeting on beta agonists in Denver by the cattle industry. National Beef Packing, in a statement yesterday, said that they place a high priority on animal welfare with cattle in our facilities, and we do not plan to change our cattle procurement practices. JBS, meanwhile, said they've noticed similar problems to those cited by Tyson, but added that they will continue their current approach of extensive monitoring of animals at their plants. He said they have a heightened interest in the matter, but will continue to accept animals fed with the supplement. And at the same time, we also understand that this last week, Cargill said last week that they would continue to accept cattle fed with Zilmax as well. Some feedlot operators are likely to be switching to the competing product made by Elanco, Optiflex, which is less potent than Zilmax, but strong enough to mitigate some of the impact possibly on supplies of extra pounds of beef that otherwise are put on animals fed with Zilmax. For Midday Oklahoma, I'm Ron Hayes.
Well, futures markets reacted quickly yesterday to USDA's new crop forecasts. That story from Gary Crawford.
For corn and soybeans,
we're now showing slightly smaller crops than what we were projecting last month.
The Agriculture Department's chief economist, Joe Glauber, and that fact showed up in the futures market right after the USDA released its corn crop forecast, 13.8 billion bushels, off 1.3% from last month's estimates, yields off the same percentage, over 2 bushels an acre.
That reflects some of the dryness that we have seen in the western Corn Belt. But again, this is still very early look.
Nonetheless, it sent corn futures up 1% Monday morning, and for soybeans, yields and production,
both of those numbers smaller than certainly we were anticipating last month, and I think that many in the trade. So that will be part of the news story, I think, coming out of this report.
It brought soybean futures up 3% Monday, USDA adding 60 cents to its soybean price forecast at $11.35 a bushel, and a dime to the season average corn price forecast at $4.90. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And that's an update on your news. Ron Hayes stepping in now with the latest agriculture weather.
End insect infestations that damage stored grains and lower profits. For 4.5 cents per bushel, operators can fight insects in stored grains with one of the best combinations in the market. A tank mix of the new Sentinel insecticide plus Diacom IGR gives you the knockdown power of a broad-spectrum insecticide, plus the long-term control of an insect growth regulator. Try Diacom IGR and Sentinel insecticide, the complete solution for stored grain protection. For information, contact your local dealer or call 800-248-7763.
Neighbor, if you're in the cattle business in Oklahoma, you need to be a member of the OCA, the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. The organization supports and defends the state and nation's beef cattle industry. Current OCA members invite you to join them in their advocacy efforts to ensure less government intervention, lower taxes, and a better bottom line. Find out more at okcattlemen.org or call the OCA at 405-235-4391. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, the voice of Oklahoma cattle producers. Our midday Oklahoma Ag Conversation with Dr. Dave Lawman today of Oklahoma State University. Talking with Dave today about balancing your criteria, your selection criteria, when it comes to finding those replacement females for your mama cow herd. We're back with Dave in just a moment.
Whether you're moving earth on a job site or in the fields, mowing your acreage, or harvesting the crops, Livingston Machinery Company can help you find the right equipment for the job. With a unique product line of agricultural machinery and construction equipment, Livingston Machinery supplies farmers, precision farmers, contractors, or even homeowners throughout Oklahoma. Livingston Machinery, proud to do our part in helping farmers feed the world. Visit LivingstonMachinery.com or see one of our locations in Altus, Chickasha, or Fairview.
A great way to learn more about the farm and ranch news that we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network is subscribe to Oklahoma's latest farm and ranch news, edited by Ron Hayes. It's a free email, and you can subscribe by going to our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button at the top of the front page. Our daily email is a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show in December and the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April. Go to OklahomaFarmReport.com and subscribe today.
We're talking with Dr. Dave Lawman, of course, from Oklahoma State University. Dave, as we get into the fall and early part of 2014, it does look like that we're in better shape as far as drought conditions. We're starting to see some of these pastures repair themselves, heal up a little bit. Guys are thinking about adding some cows back into the herd. What do we need to be paying attention to in regards to upgrading the genetics on these fresh females coming into our herd?
I think it's a wonderful opportunity for people to focus on fertility, longevity, to improve those characteristics that in the long run will improve their bottom line. Some people have done a good job of that over the years. Some may have not paid as much attention to that relative to other traits such as weaning weight, post-yearling growth, marbling, for example, those kind of things. So because of the nice premiums we get and those carcass characteristics and the improvement you can get by, more pounds of gain in the feed yard, improved feed efficiency, and so on, our focus has been there quite a bit. Mm-hmm. But this is an opportunity to, only retain early born heifers, only retain early bred heifers, for example. Those two things in either cows or heifers are basically a signal that those animals fit, from a fertility standpoint, the management and the environment that they're in. So I think those are two very simple things. You know, the other real practical thing is people thinking about keeping cows or heifers, you know, keep animals out of females that have never missed a calf, for example, and purchase seed stock out of seed stock herds that have a reputation for challenging their animals from an environmental standpoint, and have a long-term, well, tradition or practice of, I guess, demanding high standards for fertility and longevity.
Some excellent advice from Dr. Dave Lawman, OSU animal scientist, at the recent Southern Plains Beef Symposium.
Hi, I'm Al Soker with Old Surety Life Insurance. In April, we celebrated our 81st birthday, and for 81 years, Old Surety has been helping Oklahomans with their insurance needs. Old Surety specializes in Medicare supplement, and we know it can be confusing at times. I just wanted to let you know we can help. Our main goal is to make sure you have the right coverage at an affordable cost. Give Old Surety a call today and ask how you can save money on your Medicare supplement insurance or other insurance needs. When you call Old Surety, a real person answers the phone. No buttons to push. When it comes to Medicare, Old Surety cares about you.
We appreciate Dr. Dave Lawman of Oklahoma State University for joining us today as he talked with us a little bit about some of the considerations for picking those right replacement females for your mama cow herd. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.
All the latest farm and ranch news can be found at OklahomaFarmReport.com. The Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, a service of Griffin Communications.
Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way. Now is the time to be making your seed selection for the 2014 winter canola planting season. And CropPlan has three proven choices for farmers to plant through September, October in the Southern Plains. 115W, 125W, and 154W are all Roundup ready to help you break the cycle of weeds in your winter wheat and will produce a bountiful and valuable canola crop to boot. See your CropPlan seed rep to book your seed. Do it before it's too late. Crop Plan by Winfield, proud sponsors of the Ron Hayes Daily Email.
Wheat farmers, are you seeking the big play in your wheat production this year? Then choose Billings, another outstanding wheat variety developed by OSU researchers. Billings offers high yield potential and baker's choice quality. When the weather is good and favors early maturity, Billings can score really big. And Billings can play defense against the two meanest diseases in Oklahoma, leaf rust and stripe rust. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and independent. To learn more about Billings and other OSU varieties, log on to okgenetics.com.
Howdy, neighbors. Good afternoon, everybody. Time for us to check your agricultural markets. So glad to be along with you today. Here we are Tuesday afternoon, and it's a mixed bag today on our grain trade. Kind of a turnaround Tuesday after we went higher on wheat and corn, and also soybeans. We're down a little bit today on wheat and corn. Soybeans adding to yesterday's substantial gains after those crop production numbers and supply-demand reports suggested a lower carryout on soybeans than the trade was expecting. We are down 3 to 4 cents right now on Kansas City, Chicago wheat. down 6 to 8 cents on corn futures, up 4 to 5 cents on soybeans. Looks like cotton futures are up again today, up 170 points on the new crop contract. Cattle futures are a mixed bag as far as our feeder auctions are concerned. Quite a few to talk about from the beginning of the week. We'll do that in just a moment.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Wheat farmers get championship caliber production. Choose high yield varieties developed by OSU experts and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Duster is like a great football team. It's superb on offense and defense. Duster has been one of the highest grain yield producers among OSU varieties since 2008. And Duster offers protection against the most common diseases and stresses that attack wheat in Oklahoma. And remember, these sales ensure that OSU's wheat breeding program remains strong and independent. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
Cash cattle trade lightly tested this last week, $1.21. That's a couple of dollars better than the last few weeks on our cash cattle trade in feedlot country. Wholesale box beef trade today up by 23 cents on choice beef, $190.51. Select beef, $183.51, up 66 cents. That's a $7 choice select spread. 4,980 head at the Oklahoma National Stockyards with the yearling cattle $3 to $5 higher. No trend available for steer and heifer calves due to the recent limited supplies. Higher undertone, though, noted the 4 to 5 weigh calves, $1.85 to $1.92. 5 to 600 pounders from $1.79 up to $1.86.50 for some fancies. 6 to 7 weights, $1.50 to $1.67.50. 7 to 8 weight yearling cattle going from $1.50 up to $1.63.50. 8 to 900 pounders from $1.43 to $1.54 at the Oklahoma National Stockyards. 1,430 head, Tulsa Stockyards, with steer calves steady to $4 higher. Yearling steers, not a good comparison with last week's light test. Sharply higher undertone definitely noted. The heifer calves and yearling heifers, $3 to $6 higher. Very good demand for all the classes. 4 to 5 weight calves from $1.60 to $1.93. 5 to 600 pounders, $1.50 to $1.80, 6 to 7 weights, $1.46 to $1.61.50, and a few 7-weight cattle, $1.52 to $1.54. 2,938 head at Joplin yesterday. Looks like $2 to $7 higher on the feeder steers and feeder heifers, $2 to $6 higher. Demand call very good. 4 to 5-weight calves, $1.81 to $1.98 on some fancies. 5 to 600 pounders from $1.60 up to a top end of $1.83. 6 to 7 weights, $1.48 to $1.69, and a few 7 to 8 weights, anywhere from $1.40 to $1.57. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, we're unchanged on the August live cattle contracts at $123.60. October, up 37 cents today at $127.77. August feeder cattle down 7 cents, $153.42. With the September, up 17 at $157.17. October lean hogs, up 30 cents, $86.50. Our grain or oil seed or cotton futures and the energy complex up next.
For ranchers and farmers, come to the Heart of America Farm Show at the Tulsa RV Ranch, September 20th through 22nd, for hot topic seminars, plus equipment, fencing, and vehicle information and deals. Ron Hayes from the Radio Oklahoma Network will be conducting seminars on issues facing farmers and ranchers across Oklahoma. He'll offer his 35-year agricultural insight and experience, along with seminars from Steve Schiffner, host of the local and live Hook and Hunt Show. At the Heart of America Farm Show, you can visit with national exhibitors of farm and ranch equipment, plus local friends Go Bob Pipe and Steel, Chris Nickel Commercial Advantage, and Joe Cooper Auto Group. They'll be there to talk with you about getting a jump on 2014 and making deals with them for year-end tax savings. Free admission to the farm show gives you a chance to relax with the whole family on 160 acres. That includes RV parking, restaurants, and a covered arena for bull riding events in the evening. These bull buckouts are free to kids 12 and under, discounted with your free admission. It's the Heart of America Farm Show. Make a weekend of it, September 20th through the 22nd.
On the Kansas City Board of Trade, September wheat's down a penny and a half at 698 and three quarters. December off 2 3/4, now at 704. March of next year up down by 3.5 cents, now at 712. September Chicago soft wheat down 3 1/4, 631 and three quarters. December off 4 1/4, 644 and three quarters. September corn futures down 7 cents today at 465. December corn off 8 3/4 cents, 455 and a quarter. We've given away most most of the gains of yesterday now. September soybeans are up 3¾ cents, 12.60¼. November soybeans up a nickel at 12.30¼. We've got October cotton up 194 points, 92 cents even. December cotton new crop up 174 points at 91.82 cents a pound. Crude oil down 4 cents a barrel, 106.07. Natural gas down a penny, 3.29 per million BTU. Those are the markets. I'm Ron Hay.
My name is Deborah Taylor, registered dietitian and school nutrition specialist. My job is feeding 4,000 students at Shawnee Public Schools in Shawnee, Oklahoma. Like white milk, low-fat or fat-free flavored milk provides 9 essential nutrients and provides 3 of the 4 nutrients the guidelines say both adults and children need to consume more of: vitamin D, calcium, and potassium. That makes it a great choice at school or at home, whether it's flavored or lactose-free milk, Greek yogurt or traditional yogurt, or one of the many reduced-fat cheese options available. Dairy is a tasty and affordable supply of essential nutrients that can be hard to get from other foods. This message was brought to you by your local Dairy Farm families and Dairy Max. Visit us at DairyMax.org and learn more about MyPlate.
BigIron.com is the place to buy and sell equipment. Like a traditional farm or estate auction, all items will sell and there are no reserve prices. Here's some items selling soon, very soon, on BigIron.com. Bid on 2010 New Holland T4030 Vineyard Tractors, a Wilson DWH550 41-foot grain trailer, or New Holland T1510 Compact Tractors. You'll even find Freightliner Columbia 120 Semi-Tractors. Just head to BigIron.com to see all of these items I'm telling you about. And unlike other auction sites, you don't have to log in to start viewing equipment. There's a 2012 John Deere S670 Combine, as well as a Photon TB504 tractor. Auctions end every Wednesday, so visit BigIron.com today before these items are gone. Bid from anywhere, home, work, or on your smartphone. Experience the power of BigIron.com.
It's 10 minutes before the hour as Midday Oklahoma continues here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Dave Lanning. So glad to have you with us here today. Ron Hay steps in now with the latest beef industry news and today's edition of the Beef Buzz.
Dave, our Midday Oklahoma Beef Buzz guest, Colin Woodall, as we talk about a farm bill strategy to get rid of cool. Back with Colin in just a moment.
Go Bob Pipe builds a great selection of hay trailers. Simply the best hay trailers on the market. Heavy duty and built to last. Bob Studebaker of Go Bob tells us their secret.
We have bought every competitor's trailer out there.
They've weighed them and analyzed them, and Red Rhino is the champ.
Our 32-foot Red Rhino is 480 pounds heavier than the closest competitor's 32-footer. Well, what is that? That's steel. You know, all the walls are thicker. Where a lot of people use round, we'll use square or rectangle. Why is that? Because a square shape is stronger structurally than a round shape.
The folks at GoBob know steel, and they know how to turn it into great products for your ranch, like their steel corral and fence materials, livestock equipment, and don't forget their smoking hot deals. Go onto their website, GoBobPipe.com, and design your whole operation, GoBobPipe.com. Or call them 1-877-851-2365.
The National Cattlemen's Beef Association, one of the groups not happy with the new country of origin labeling rule proposed and actually put into place by USDA back in May of this year in response to the WTO ruling against the previous cool rule. Colin Woodall is a lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in their D.C. office, says that obviously NCBA, part of the litigation trying to knock out cool in the court system as far as the current rule is concerned, but NCBA is also pursuing a farm bill strategy in an effort to knock out cool altogether.
We expect this to be one of the big items during the conference committee. For NCBA, it is our number one priority in getting this fixed, and we want full repeal, the red meat and poultry provisions of cool. And the reason why is we now have 5 years of data that shows that mandatory cool, a government cool, does not work. The consumers aren't responding. It's really not a high priority for them. It's costing our industry money. And whenever you add cost to our industry, some of that goes down to the consumer, but most of that is passed down to the producer. And so right now it is costing our industry, and that's just unacceptable for something that's providing no benefit.
So how does that work from a nuts and bolts standpoint within the conference? What's there to allow them to actually discuss that?
So there is language in the House version of the Farm Bill that talks about COOL. Matter of fact, they want to study to see what this new rule, the May 23rd rule, actually is going to do to our industry, and basically says it shouldn't move forward until the WTO has done a little bit more work. That is enough to make this issue a conferenceable item, meaning that the House has talked about it, but the Senate has not, so they will have to come to some sort of agreement on what they're going to do on COOL. That will allow us to go in and talk about further actions that could finally eliminate COOL.
Any chance of getting some traction there? I mean, Senate Democrats have not been that friendly, I don't think, to this point, I think.
Well, they haven't, but I think that most of them are trying to look through the facts right now, and they see that this is not like the process we went through in 2008 when both sides were really just kind of relying on conjecture and no facts. We now have the facts that show this is a problem, that the consumer's not responding, it's just costing our industry. Now, with these looming retaliations from Canada and Mexico, I think we've got some of the Democrats that are scratching their heads and saying, yeah, we probably need to address this because we cannot allow our industry to get hit by two of our biggest trading partners.
D.C. lobbyist for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Colin Woodall, as to who might champion this particular issue within the conference committee itself. He says it's still a little bit up in the air since we don't know exactly who the House conference will be. House Speaker John Boehner has promised Frank Lucas and Colin Peterson that he'll be naming House conferees for the Farm Bill Conference after the August congressional recess. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
In wheat research, OSU and its licensed Oklahoma wheat farmers make up a national championship team. OSU researchers use their broad expertise to create winning varieties for farmers. Farmers are proud that their purchase of OSU licensed varieties is an investment in Oklahoma State's world-class wheat research. Researchers helping farmers. Farmers helping researchers. In the end, it leads to the nation's best wheat genetics. To find out more about OSU wheat varieties, log on to okgenetics.com. That's okgenetics.com.
Today's Midday Oklahoma about done. Final comments coming up in just a few moments. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission has had a long-standing partnership with U.S. Wheat Associates, marketing U.S. grown wheat around the world. Mike Schulte says a great example of the dividends that have resulted are the sales of hard red winter wheat to Nigeria.
Nigeria happens to be our number one market for hard red winter wheat.
How large, Mike?
This year they've already purchased up to this point, from January into May, 110 million bushels of hard red winter wheat.
And the story of Nigeria buying and loving hard red winter wheat, the type of wheat that we grow here in Oklahoma and the Southern Plains, is remarkable.
Prior to 1993, there was no imports of U.S. wheat into Nigeria. They were not an export market for us at all.
Using wheat producer checkoff money, leveraged with market promotion funds from USDA, U.S. Wheat Associates built relationships, provided technical assistance, and set up milling and baking schools in Nigeria. And the Nigerians fell in love with Oklahoma hard red winter wheat. Building markets, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for the Oklahoma wheat producer. Hey, cattle producers, you know, the folks at Superior Livestock Auction, Jim Odell and the gang, have created a national livestock market, been working on it since 1987, where prices are discovered through competitive bidding without regard to local climate conditions or demand. Through this national marketing network that they've developed, Superior can serve sellers and buyers throughout the United States. Now, the question is, how can you take advantage of selling your cattle the Superior way? There's several things that you might think about. The cattle that you've got will be sold while on your place, your ranch. There's no added stress on the cattle, therefore less shrink. They're presented over 7,000 registered buyers. You can establish a reputation for your cattle on a national market. You can take advantage of value-added programs which generate premiums for your cattle as well. Contact Superior Livestock at 1-800-422-2117. And learn more about selling your cattle the Superior way.
At 3 minutes before the hour on Midday Oklahoma, Ron Hayes steps in with a final word.
Well, Dave, we are up on our soapbox wrapping up today's Midday Oklahoma. And as we've had a chance to read a lot of the various reactions to yesterday's various reports, the crop progress reports of yesterday afternoon, the crop production reports of yesterday morning, the WASDA reports, and all of this, bottom line, a lot of speculation about what weather is going to do between now and when we really get into harvest in the U.S. Corn Belt and Soybean Belt here in 2013. One analyst, I think, really kind of stuck out to me talking about the fact that he thinks it's very surprising that the traditionally conservative USDA cut its forecast for the U.S. corn crop yield this relatively early point in the season. But he says the agency's forecast for the number of acres harvested and yield could still fall further. Terry Riley, the man saying that, Futures International. He says, I think the corn harvested area should have been down at least a couple of 100,000 acres after driving through northern Iowa. He says there's a lot of unplanted corn and bean fields up in that area. Yields, he says, could fall because of cool temperatures slowing development of the crop. At this point, the indications are a record corn crop is what the USDA has projected, but still it is a lower corn production number than they had back 1 month ago. We're looking at right around 13.7 billion bushels of corn. We were thinking earlier 13.9 billion bushels. And the pre-report guesses for yesterday's numbers that came out at midday yesterday, right around the 14 billion bushel mark. So we came in several hundred million bushels under that particular level, according to the traders and according to what USDA came up with. At this point, the other interesting thing, a lot of folks are saying at this point that wheat future prices likely will stay attached to corn a little longer because of these latest numbers. That is our time today on our soapbox. Have yourself a great rest of your day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes. God bless.
All right, Ron, we certainly do appreciate that. For Ron Hayes, Jim Appel, and Justin Lewis, I'm Dave Lanning, inviting you to join us for our Wednesday edition of Midday Oklahoma. It begins at 12:05 tomorrow. Right here on the Radio Oklahoma Network.